Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Samrat Samprati Museum at Koba in Gujarat on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. Says the message of this museum is vital for the world faced with violence and uncertainty. Prime Minister also inaugurates Kane's semiconductor OSAT plant in Sanand, Gujarat. 8 women devotees killed in a stampede at Shitla Ashtami temple in Bihar's Nalanda district. Calcutta High Court rejects pleas challenging transfer of bureaucrats by Election Commission ahead of West Bengal elections. A Kuwaiti giant oil tanker hit in an Iranian drone strike off Dubai coast. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings to take on Gujarat Titans in New Chandigarh this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has inaugurated the Samrat Samprati Museum in Koba, Gandhinagar on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti today. The museum is dedicated to Jain history and the life of Samrat Samprati, his rule and message of non-violence. Addressing a public meeting on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the message of this museum is vital for the world faced with violence and uncertainty.
आज दुनिया में जिस तरह के हालात हैं, जिस तरह विश्व अस्थिरता और अशांति की आग में झुलस रहा है, इस म्यूजियम की विरासत, इसका संदेश केवल भारत ही नहीं बल्कि पूरी मानवता के लिए बहुत अहम है। हमारा प्रयास होना चाहिए दुनिया के देशों से यहाँ आने वाले जिज्ञासु स्टूडेंट्स और रिसर्चर्स की संख्या और बढ़े। जो लोग यहाँ आए वो भारत की जैन धर्म की शिक्षाओं को विश्व के कोने कोने में पहुंचाए।
The Prime Minister said at Koba, Tirth values are preserved, cultural ethos is strengthened and knowledge is nurtured. He called it a confluence of three streams, study, spiritual practice and self-discipline.
आज भगवान महावीर जयंती के पावन पर्व पर मुझे इस पवित्र जैन तीर्थ आने का सौभाग्य मिला है। सर्वप्रथम मैं भगवान महावीर के चरणों में प्रणाम करता हूँ, सभी देशवासियों को भगवान महावीर जयंती की शुभकामनाएं देता हूँ। मैं आज परम पूज्य आचार्य श्री कैलाश सागर सुरेश्वर जी महाराज साहब की स्मृति को भी वंदन करता हूँ। उनके स्वप्न ने कोबा की इस धरती पर ज्ञान और श्रद्धा का यह महान केंद्र स्थापित किया है।
The Prime Minister said the mistake that previous governments made by neglecting manuscripts is being corrected by his government.
मुझे खुशी है कि हजारों वर्ष की भारतीय विरासत जैन धर्म का समयातीत ज्ञान हमारी धरोहर है और उनसे मिलने वाली प्रेरणाएं उन्हें आने वाली सदियों तक अमर बनाने के लिए, उन्हें नए और आधुनिक रूप में अगली पीढ़ी तक पहुंचाने के लिए हमारे संतों ने इस जैन हेरिटेज म्यूजियम की संकल्पना की। आज वो संकल्पना एक भव्य रूप में साकार हो रही है। ये सम्राट संप्रति संग्रहालय जैन दर्शन भारतीय संस्कृति और हमारी प्राचीन धरोहर का एक पवित्र केंद्र बना है।
The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Kane's Semicon plant at Sanand GIDC, Ahmedabad. With this, commercial production will commence at the facility with the manufacturing of advanced intelligent power modules, IPMs, representing a significant milestone in India's semiconductor journey. IPMs are critical components for automotive and industrial applications requiring compact, efficient and reliable power switching systems. Mahavir Jayanti, the birth anniversary of the 24th and last Jain Tirthankar Bhagwan Mahavir, is being celebrated across the country today. Mahavir Jayanti is considered to be one of the most auspicious days for the Jain community and holds a lot of importance in their religious life. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi conveyed greetings to countrymen on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized that the restoration of Nalanda is not merely an achievement for Bihar or India, but signifies the beginning of an intellectual and cultural renaissance for the entire world. The president was addressing the second convocation ceremony of Nalanda University. The president highlighted that Nalanda University has been developed as a center of international excellence through the cooperation of East Asia Summit member nations, reflecting the shared values of the global community. Commending the university's initiative to integrate the local community into its institutional activities, President Murmu said Nalanda University will play a vital role in achieving the goal of developed India by the year 2047.
आज जो विश्व अनेक जटिल चुनौतियों का सामना कर रहा है तो करुणा पर आधारित स्वतंत्र और विवेचनापूर्ण चिंतन की आवश्यकता पहले से अधिक है। मुझे विश्वास है कि नालंदा विश्वविद्यालय एशिया और विश्व में एक अग्रणी शिक्षण संस्थान के रूप में उभरेगी।
The Calcutta High Court has dismissed Public Interest Litigations, PILs, challenging the transfer of several IAS and IPS officers, as well as various inspectors in charge, officers in charge, and block development officers. A division bench comprising Chief Justice Sujoy Paul and Justice Parthasarathy Sen issued the order in response to petitions filed by Advocate Arka Nag, who had contested the Election Commission's transfer decisions. In its observation, the court noted that transfers are a standard procedure in government service and that any aggrieved official has the legal recourse to appeal individually. The bench further emphasized that the petitioner failed to demonstrate how these transfers harmed public interest or led to a breakdown of state administration and its welfare activities. According to the division bench, there was no evidence that the Election Commission's decision negatively impacted the functioning of the state machinery. BJP's Central Election Committee released its fourth list of 13 candidates for the West Bengal Assembly polls today. According to the list, Shamul Hati will contest from Howrah Dakhin, Pradeep Lodha from Gorbeta, Arijit Roy from Baraboni and Girija Shankar Roy from Natabari Assembly constituency. The party also revised a name from its second list from the Moinaguri constituency. Dalim Roy will fight from this seat now. Former tennis player Leander Paes joined the Bharatiya Janata Party in the presence of senior party leaders, including union ministers Kiran Rijiju and Sukanto Mojumdar, at the party headquarters in New Delhi today. Welcoming Paes into the party, Mr. Rijiju termed his entry into the BJP as historic. Mr. Paes thanked Prime Minister Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Party President Nitin Naveen and said it is a big day of his life. Lauding the Khelo India movement and TOPS scheme, Mr. Paes said this is a big opportunity for him to serve sports and the youth. In Assam, polling is scheduled to be held in a single phase for all 126 Legislative Assembly constituencies on the 9th of April. Our correspondent takes a look at Bhawanipur Sorbagh constituency created after the 2023 delimitation exercise.
That Bhawanipur Sorbagh Legislative Assembly constituency was created by merging parts of Bhawanipur and Sorbagh seats during the 2023 delimitation exercise, and it spreads across Barpeta and Bazari district. This constituency has about 2,14,000 voters. There are 270 polling stations, and of these, 30 are led by women. In these assembly elections, 5 candidates are in fray from this constituency. CPIM nominated sitting erstwhile Sorbagh MLA Manoranjan Talukdar and BJP nominated Panchayat and Rural Development Minister Ranjit Kumar Das. Ranjit Kumar Das represented the Bazali LSC. Farhat Ali is the All India United Democratic Front nominee. During the 2021 election, Manoranjan Talukdar of CPIM won from the Sorbagh, while in Bhawanipur, BJP candidate was the winner. Aminul Akhzadar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
The world's largest census will be conducted in two phases, and the first phase will begin from tomorrow. For the first time, the census will be conducted digitally, and the option of self-enumeration will also be available. Mritunjay Kumar Narayan, Registrar General and Census Commissioner of India, speaking exclusively in the Public Speak program of Akashvani, explained how Census 2027 is different from previous censuses. He also clarified how Indians living abroad will be able to participate in the census.
अभी प्रथम चरण की हम बात कर रहे हैं. प्रथम चरण बेसिकली मकानों की गणना और मकान सूचीकरण है. इसमें अगर बाहर रहते हैं कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता. हम दूसरे चरण में जब एक व्यक्ति की गणना कराते हैं तो उसमें जो बाहर रहने वाले हैं उनको एम्बेसी के माध्यम से उनकी गणना कराने की व्यवस्था है.
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. In Bihar, a massive stampede occurred during religious rituals at the Maghra Shitlashtami temple at Bihar Sharif in Nalanda district this morning. 8 women devotees have lost their lives and several devotees sustained injuries in the incident. The injured were rushed to local hospitals for medical attention. According to eyewitnesses, the chaos was reportedly triggered by a sudden rumour that sent the crowd into a panic. Rescue operations are underway. It is feared that the casualty count may rise. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of lives in a social media post. The Prime Minister prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. Mr. Modi also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary have expressed condolences. The Chief Minister also announced an ex gratia grant of 6 lakh rupees to the next of kin of the deceased. The Reserve Bank of India has postponed the implementation of its new rules on capital market exposure by 3 months. The revised deadline is now July 1, 2026, instead of April 1. The central bank said the decision comes after requests from banks, capital market intermediaries and industry bodies which sought more time and clarity on certain operational issues. The amended guidelines were originally issued in February this year. They aim to make it easier for banks to finance acquisitions by Indian companies, streamline lending limits against shares and similar instruments, and introduce a more principles-based approach for lending to market intermediaries. The centre has disbursed over 2,461 crore rupees as 15th Finance Commission grants to 8 states. It has released tied grants during the financial year 2025-26 to rural local bodies in Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab and Sikkim. It has also released withheld portions of both tied and untied grants to Himachal Pradesh, Odisha, Sikkim and Tripura. The release covers allocations pertaining to different financial years and aims to further strengthen rural local governance. The 7-day International Film Festival Delhi 2026 will conclude today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The week-long festival showcased more than 125 films from across the world, marking a major addition to India's global cinema calendar. Free public screenings, discussions, workshops and cultural programs were also organized. More from our correspondent.
The week-long film festival showcased short film screening at multiple PVR venues in the national capital, including Saket, Vasant Kunj, Patel Nagar and Pitampura, offering audiences a diverse and engaging cinematic experience on the closing day. The festival aimed to boost the creative economy, support film tourism, give fresh talent opportunities and solicit creators with a single window. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, filmmaker Ranjan Kumar described the film festival as a promising initiative, noting that although it is being organized for the first time, it carries the potential to grow into a major international event similar to the other prominent film festivals in the country. In the last day of the film festival, a gala screening of Gujarati language devotional drama film Krishna Sada Sahayate will be organized. Released last year, the film is the highest grossing Gujarati film of all time. Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
A giant oil tanker off the Dubai coast has been hit in an Iranian drone strike, raising fears of wider conflict and disruption to global energy supplies. The Kuwait flag tanker Al Salmi, carrying up to 2 million barrels of crude oil, caught fire after the attack. Authorities in Dubai said the blaze has been brought under control and all 24 crew members are safe. The vessel's owner, Kuwait Petroleum Corporation, warned that the damage could still lead to an oil spill. The incident comes amid escalating tensions following strikes on Iran by the United States and Israel earlier this year. In IPL cricket today, Punjab Kings will take on Gujarat Titans at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium at Molanpur in New Chandigarh. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Samrat Samprati Museum at Koba in Gujarat on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. Says the message of this museum is vital for the world faced with violence and uncertainty. Prime Minister also inaugurates Kane's semiconductor OSAT plant in Sanand, Gujarat. 8 women devotees killed in a stampede at Shitlashtami temple in Bihar's Nalanda district. Calcutta High Court rejects pleas challenging transfer of bureaucrats by Election Commission ahead of West Bengal elections. A Kuwaiti giant oil tanker hit in an Iranian drone strike off Dubai coast, and in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings to take on Gujarat Titans in New Chandigarh this evening. With that, we end the midday news.